Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Long ago, the wise man Solomon said, "There is nothing new under the sun." And the longer I live, the more convinced I am he was right. Take, for example, management. Let's say that you want to open an office in another city or town. You can't be on location to see whether or not the manager or the staff are on the job. You want to add another salesman, and when he's on the road, you have no way of really knowing whether he's drinking coffee somewhere or out making his calls. So what do? You strive to manage by agreeing on certain objectives which should be reached. Then you measure progress by what is accomplished. I've wondered at times if Peter, the disciple who was a fisherman before he became one of the 12 who walked with Jesus, had practiced managing by objective in his fishing business. I know he understood the principle because he applied it to our walk with the Lord. In the second letter that Peter wrote, he described the objective, making our calling and election sure. He said, "For if you do these things, you will never fall, and will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." That was the objective. So how do you get there? Peter lays down the premise by saying, God's divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Peter talks about the promises of God. They provide knowledge, an understanding of God's will, and the path that each of us should take with our lives. Then Peter spoke of a progression of steps or attributes that we need to work on. The amazing thing to me is that Peter described the tools which I need today to stay on top of things. And he wrote what he did 2,000 years ago. What an amazing grasp of human nature. Peter was really gifted, right? Yes and no. Peter had insights that came through experience. He had been in the company of those who walked with Jesus. He also had the guidance of the Holy Spirit as he wrote. Peter told us what we need. I'll give it to you, but make a note of the first chapter of 2 Peter and spend some time applying these principles to your life. First, he says, add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, that's staying with the task, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. Then he gives you the bottom line. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Then, almost anticipating the responses of those who read his letters, Peter, in his distinctive bluntness, says, "But if anyone does not have them, he is nearsighted and blind. He has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past," and he goes on to describe the change that has taken place. No question about Peter's goal. He didn't want to lose any of the fish he had caught. He reflected God's desire to see us walk with Him and to stay above the downward tug of that which would turn our hearts away from God. Friend, life hasn't changed. What worked for Peter will work for you today. Make a note of 2 Peter chapter 1 and check it out for yourself.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.